Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for tuning my way on this beautiful day, the day the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and we can be glad therein. I'm so glad today that you have turned your radio on this morning. Maybe many of you have waited for the sound of Something to Believe In to come on, and that really thrills our heart. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope that you're going to enjoy the season. You know, the Bible said all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and them that are called according to His purpose. I feel led today. We've done did another CD, sending that out to several of people already, and we'd love to put your name on the list, and all you got to do is write us, and we will. And we're going to start the broadcast today by doing some of the songs that are on the CD. This is the title of the CD, and this one says, you've heard it many times, but we'll do it again for you. I'm going to make it on home someday.
Well, when the Lord saved me, my sins forgave me, and He scarred in me on my way home. He said, son, don't you worry, there's no need to hurry, for you won't have to walk it alone. And I'm going to make it all home someday.
Because when you stop to think about it, this could be the very last day of our life. And I'm going to enjoy the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to you, and a very happy New Year's. I'm glad today for Jesus Christ, and we are glad, so glad, that God gave us an opportunity to lift Him up in song and in praise. So I'm going to use all of that that I might magnify and praise the Lord. Let's send this out to Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger, and then also I want to send it out to Russell and Ruth Crawford and Maud Cruz in memory of Tommy. And this one says, lead me to the altar.
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me.
I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. was seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say. Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me.
Yes, lead me to the altar. Lead me. I hope you enjoyed that song. Let's go now. Martha and I are going to do one together for you. And this one says, just look for me.
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view. After you've been there, been
Have you made preparations? Hey, there's going to be a great meeting time over there, and you don't want to miss that great and wonderful day. All right, let's go right back now and let Martha tell us about meeting her at the river. Alan Prophet and Melinda like this song. Let's send it out to them.
Read all the city, John Saul coming down from God. The streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait.
Thinking that I might not explain to you what we're doing. We're playing some of the songs that are on the last CD that we put out, and some have ordered it already. And one that has the message on it, Mary Dial, highly favored. And then the other one is just going to make it on home someday. And if you'd like to get one of those, just write to me. You don't have to. I'm not charging you anything for it. Just let me know that you want it and you'd like to have it. And that makes us happy because you are interested in our ministry of music and also our ministry. And I would like for you to help me a little bit with the mail-in expenses because these do get a little bit expensive in that. But you don't have to buy a tape. Never sold one, never had to. God's always took care of me. God's always given me people who have stood by me and people that love me and people that I love, and I share my life with them and they share their life with me. And thank you and Merry Christmas to you. I'm wishing for next year that you will have the best New Year's of your entire life. Well, let's go right back now and do another song, and this one's got a great message. It said, I'm going to cast my cares upon him. Why don't you do that? You've got troubles? Then put them up on the shoulder of Jesus. He's got bigger shoulders than you have.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon loves you and he holds you in his hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon him. You know you searched in all directions, but the way is not seen. It seems the confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. You. He is your dearest friend, and he tells you, cast your care upon him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down. To believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon me. You feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon him.
Yes, so just reach out in faith and cast your cares upon him. Hey, look what I just turned to here in the scriptures. Everybody's excited, aren't they? Seem like the devil's loose, and he's, well, hey, folks, this ain't the first time, and it won't be the last time. As you know as well as I do, he is alive. He just ain't well. But he's boasted and marshaled his host, but he's never been able to stand again the weapon of God. He's never been able to stand again the Word of God. Jesus said, I'll build a church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, he didn't say that they wouldn't try. He said they would not be able to, but he didn't say they wouldn't try, because they're going to try to. So don't get excited about that. This wanting to take Christ out of Christmas, that's nothing new. I mean, he wanted to take God out of the universe ever since the creation of time. He got mad because Adam and Eve was in the garden. You remember that? He went in there and he showed himself, and sure enough, he won a little bit. Now he deceived and destroyed their home, destroyed their life, and caused nothing but chaos to come to them. But hey, he did win, and today it's about the same thing. He's always doing that. You remember a man in the Bible who was prospering, Job? The Bible said he was a perfect and upright person, and he feared God, he shewed evil. But hey, that didn't keep the devil away from his territory. The devil wanted his life, he wanted his family, he wanted his home, he wanted everything he had. But God told him, well, you can have these things. Now, I'm going to let him, if I take down the borders, you can go in, but you can't have his life, because he was a God-fearing man. And it just tells me that the devil is going to boast about what he can do. But don't worry about it, eh? He's tried it before. He's never won. And because I read the back of the book, and we have become victorious. Notice here what Paul said in the Philippian letter, and I just happened to turn to this. He said, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those manipulators of the flesh. For it is we who are of the circumcised, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I would have reason for such confidence. And this morning, I'd like to tell you, you can have confidence in Jesus Christ. I've said it so many times, and I'll continue to say it. If he be for you, who in this world can stand against you? He's powerless. He's hopeless, because the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied. Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. And people are still being saved. The church is still growing. The church is still standing. And a lot of people say, well, this is wrong with the church, and that's wrong with the church. Well, there's a lot of things wrong with a lot of different things, but everything is right in the church. It belongs to God. He said, I'll build it. The gates of hell will not prevail against it, and they will not prevail against it. And it's up to you and I to keep the fires a burning, and to keep the pulpits open, keep the doors open, keep the lights on, keep the people coming, and most of all, just keep magnifying the Lord. That's what we do here on this radio broadcast. I believe that that's been the key to our success, is as we have not got on here trying to be anything other than what we are, just an old sinner that's been saved by grace. God saved us a long time ago and saved us from a life of sin. We were headed in a drunkard's path, and God turned my life around, and he said, I want to give you a ministry. I want to use you in a ministry. And sure enough, we've been able to be blessed by the people, and people have been blessed by us. We've pastored several churches. We've seen churches grow. As a matter of fact, I don't say this in boasting of myself, only in the cross of Christ. We've had a great successful ministry. We've had success in our ministry. We've had success in our family. Our family has just been wonderful. Four boys, a wife, and nine grandchildren, and one great-granddaughter. I mean, God has just given us so much. And you know, now that makes the devil mad. When God blesses you, that makes the devil mad. But you know, he said, I'll open the windows of heaven, and I'll pour you out a blessing, the such that you cannot receive. And you know, he said, I'm going to pour out the Holy Spirit out upon my sons and my daughters, and the young men are going to have visions, old men are going to have dreams. And hey, these things are still going on today. Don't look down. Look up, because your redemption is drawing nigh. And this morning, I just feel like saying to you, hey, it is a Merry Christmas. It is a Happy New Year's. It's a great day to be alive, and you ought to just simply take advantage of this day, because we have no promise that even tomorrow will come. So rejoice in the Lord. Be glad. Always rejoice and give him praise and honor and glory for all the things that he's done, because if God be for you, he's going to do so much for you in this life. Well, Martha sings this song now and said, he grew the tree.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and right.
If we have been able to encourage or to strengthen any at all, and Lord, if the message or the song or anything that we have spoken, anything that we have said has brought glory to your name, then we're so glad, because we realize that our words, our music, and our message is not in vain. So Lord, this morning we pray you touch our unseen audience, and Lord, we know our country is in terrible perils of time, and we know that there's trouble on every hand, but you are a God who can forgive sin, who can solve our problems if we'll only cast our cares upon you. Yes, this is the time of the season that you came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And we were lost, and you saved us. And because you saved us, I know there's many others that you can save. Neighbor, you need to believe that. Well, it has been good to be with you today. A lot of things going on in our churches, and we'll be having katanas on the 18th, Sunday night, at Painter's at 6, and then on the 21st up at the James Chapel, we'll be having a katana there, and you're welcome to come be with us each service we have at 9 a.m. at James, and also 11 a.m. at Painter's Chapel. You're welcome to come be with us. We'd love to have you. Well, would you pray for us? Would you help us financially if you need a tape? Anything that we can do, anything sermon that we preach here on the broadcast, will be more than get it for you. No cost, just a little bit of help on supporting on the broadcast and the mailing. Okay, well, goodbye, be good, Merry Christmas, and a happy, happy new year.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.